gonna rock right here.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. You can hear me?
Mm-hmm.
That's great, baby. I'm glad you can hear me. Welcome to PGN, brothers and sisters, family. We're grateful to be here once again, another week. And guess what? Everybody's here tonight. Both parts of me. You got the male and the female side. We here. We're grateful. Thank you all for tuning in tonight to Prophetic Grace Network. It's always a pleasure to be here. It's an honor to serve on this platform, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with so many so that the world can be changed. The world could be changed. One second, 1 minute at a time, one show at a time is grateful. So welcome to church. Welcome to Wednesday service. And I'm one of your hosts, Terrence.
I'm your other host, Tanisha. It is April 28th, 2021. Right? No, March 28th. Right.
It's April.
It's April. I thought it was April. April 28th, 2021. It's 7:06 p.m. Central Standard Time, and glad to be here. Thank you all for praying for me last week with my allergies. They're still bothering me, so you might hear me cough a little bit tonight, but, you know, still believe in God for total and complete healing and victory. I thank God for my husband for making me take elderberry and take what's needed to combat them. He got me some pho earlier tonight. Been drinking my orange juice. So just doing what I can do in the natural, but believe in God for the total and complete healing, whether he wants to do it through doctors or supernaturally. I'm still believing for that. And I want you to keep that same type of faith for your situation, whether it be sickness, whether it be a financial issue, a court matter, something going on at your job, something in your residence. Just believe God. Do what you can do in your own power, so long as God is leading you, of course. But believe God that he will provide a solution, because he will.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, I was looking at today's scripture, and it was talking about that we love one another as Christ has loved us, and that he also loved one another. And when we look at it, you know, sometimes we're really, really focused on, you know, trying to take care of everybody else and neglect ourselves sometimes. And you really have to take care of yourself. You have to take care of self. It's not being selfish to take care of self so that you can be in position to help others. And it's selfish when that's all you think about is taking care of self. Even with what you do for others, you're doing it so that you can gain from it. You know, that's a selfish mentality. But to really love someone, you still have to take care of yourself. Because the Bible tells us, love ourselves. Love your neighbors as thyself. And so we have to love ourselves. We have to know what does it really mean to love myself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you got to really sometimes put yourself out there, you know, to see what it is that you need. Because sometimes we just get in the habit of things being the way that they are and being in the habit of just doing things the way you've always done it. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you've been doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way that you've been getting by. And so tonight, I really urge you all to really focus on taking care of yourself first so that you can best version yourself for other people. For other people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're sick all the time, you know, but you're always doing for others, but you'll never take care of yourself. You know, don't do that. You know, because just imagine if you were well, how much others would benefit from it.
Right, because if you're sick, you can't travel. You know, you can't make yourself available the way you want to. You're going to be tired, so you're going to need more rest than anything. And so that's good what you're saying. I mean, we do need to, one, we should take care of ourselves because we love ourselves. And if we have a hard time with that, that's something that we need to present to the Lord, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and he will teach us how to love ourselves.
Right.
But two, we're here on this earth for other people.
Mm-hmm.
We're here on assignment. And so we have a obligation to make ourselves available. You know, like when the Lord told me to stop eating meat, he told me well in advance. And then when it got down to the time to stop doing it, I asked him, well, why do I need to stop eating meat? Why can everybody else eat meat? And for me, he told me it was because of the way my body is made up, you know, my chemical makeup, my DNA, all that stuff. And two, he said that because food actually can hinder you in ways spiritually, which is why typically when we fast food. And we fast food to hear God clearly. And that if I want to be used in the full capacity of my gifts, I can't eat red meat. You know, it will actually like almost deafen me from hearing him as clear as I can hear him. I like steak. I'm not even going to sit up here and lie. Especially grilled steak.
Yes, you do.
But I don't eat it not because it's disgusting or revolting to me. I don't eat it for the benefit of other people. I could benefit from eating steak. It's delicious. But I sacrifice that because I'm not here for me. I'm here for other people. So I don't eat steak. I don't eat chicken and all that other stuff. I don't eat pork because for the people, not because of me. You know, because this is what God has told me, that it allows me to hear clearly. And if God is using me as a prophetic voice in these end times, then I have an obligation to ensure that I'm hearing clearly. And for me, that doesn't apply to everybody. So, proper to eat meat, don't eat clear. No, that's not true. That's for me. So I have to do what it takes so that I'm being used fully by God for the benefit of his people. Because when you make the decision to be used by God, you have to also make a decision to be used by God in the most effective way possible.
Mm-hmm.
So for some people, it might be, you know, not indulging in certain types of music or movies or strong drink or whatever the case may be. There's different things. But we, even if we don't have a, you know, a national platform, even if your call is just to raise your kids, you should be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be around for your kids. You want to be around for your grandkids. You know, even if your call is just to keep your neighborhood clean or to write poetry that inspires school-age children, it doesn't matter what it is. Nothing's too small. Whatever your call is a big deal. We don't compare it to other people. It's a big deal. And so we owe it to God and ourselves,
mm-hmm,
to ensure that we are making ourselves as healthy and available as possible. Because sometimes sickness, well, all the time, sickness makes us unavailable, you know? So, yeah, you can eat a bag of, you know, cheesy puffs. You can. Nobody's stopping you. But is it helping you? Is that little moment of pleasure while you're eating that bag worth what it's doing to your body? You know, you could drink juice. You can all day long drink sodas, gallons of it, you know? But is it helping you? You know, so we have to love ourselves enough to try to commit to health, drinking water. And I know it's something I struggle with, you know. So it's okay to struggle. But we have to be mindful of that and try to be in the best health possible for the people that we're called for. You know, how many saints have prematurely died because of the lack of love for self? Because they were indulging in certain things that they had the legal right to, but that were deteriorating them or rusting them, so to speak, or making them not as sharp as possible. You know, we're all like tools, you know. All tools aren't created equal. You know, tools have to be maintained. You know, you have to oil some tools. You have to sharpen some tools. Every tool has a maintenance that makes it the best tool possible. You don't just buy a tool. Come on, tool people. You don't just buy tools and just leave them in the toolbox. You can do that, but your tools will rust up or they'll start to dull and they won't be as effective as if you care for them and maintain them. And you have to care for and maintain yourself. We require maintenance. You know, we live in dirt suits. This is what our bodies are. They're dirt suits. And just like in the natural, if you, you know, buy a house that's got lush green, amazing grass, and you just don't maintain it and take care of it, it's going to look good for a minute, and then it's going to start to slowly die because it has to be cared for and it has to be maintained because that's the way soil works. So anything that you put in the soil has to be cared for and maintained for even the seed to be able to take root and for it to be able to flourish. And so we're the same way. We're dirt suits as far as our earthly bodies. And so we need to care for them and maintain them so that the seeds that God has sown in us can take root and grow and be in good ground. Because you can have a tree even that's been growing for a very long time. It's strong and healthy, and it's been around for a very long time. And if the dirt sours, then the root of the tree will start to rot, and then the tree will die and fall over, even though it's been in place for years. But if you stop caring for the soil, right, that's the importance. People put the importance, oh, these trees are so mighty, these trees are so strong, or these plants are indestructible and all that kind of stuff. While some plants and trees are more durable, it doesn't matter how durable it is if the soil conditions are not correct. So you can have a plant or a tree that is naturally more, you know, stronger than other plants and other trees, but it doesn't matter what it's capable of if the soil isn't correct. And it's the same way with us as people. We can, some people have mighty strong calls, some people have smaller calls, it doesn't matter. If the soil isn't right, then it doesn't matter the potential, because if the soil's not right, the root of it will eventually die and it'll eventually topple over just like a strong, mighty oak tree. So the body of Christ, let's take care of ourselves and know that there's a lot of stuff, especially in the state of the world, like with the pandemic, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, ways to stay healthy. I'm not hearing many people in media, you know, the mainstream media promoting, you know, exercise, physical fitness, getting enough sun, right? Getting your vitamin D consumption, eating your taking your vitamins. I'm not seeing that. You know, they're promoting more, you know, shots and all this kind of stuff, which if that's what you choose to do, that's what you choose to do. But God has provided ways for us to be healthy. There's practical ways for us to be healthy, you know, that doesn't require us being on pills and all this other kind of stuff. We can eat healthy. We can exercise. And you can eat your junk every now and again. You know, it's like you can watch junk TV every now and again. It's not going to, you know, you've got to have balance. But we need to take a strong approach as a body of Christ to be healthy so that we're available. We're in this time, in this season for a reason. You know, you're part of the end times for a reason. And so you need to ensure that you are sticking around and you're not digging your grave with a spoon and a fork.
Mm-hmm. And just not so focused on what we are intaking for us for the natural, but it really means to take a healthy approach mentally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which everything has its importance, but to say the most important to me is, I believe, the mental.
Absolutely.
You know, and how you are processing things internally.
Yes.
Because a lot of times you could eat the healthy foods, you could work out, and you could do all of that, but if you're stressed,
mm-hmm.
it'll cause some issues naturally.
Oh yeah.
If you're in a place of unforgiveness,
mm.
it could cause some things to hinder you naturally.
Yes.
You know, in your body, if you confused,
mm-hmm.
troubled, you know, just disturbed, and it's so many factors, you know, that can affect you mentally that would then have a physical effect.
That's true.
You know, on you. And so like Tanisha was saying, yeah, take care of your body. That's important. Definitely. Mentally. Don't forget the mental.
Please.
As well, you know, pray as often as you can. I mean, pray.
Meditate on the word.
Pray. Meditate. release. You know, I take drives where I just go out and holler. You know, I get in my car and scream. You know.
He's talking about literally.
Literally. I get in there and I scream, you know. I listen to my music just or have all the windows down. And that's soothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
The sound of a fan soothes me. Because a lot of times we can really be dealing with things in our lives and it's having an effect on us even when we're not thinking it does. And it'll creep up on you. And so we always have to daily cleanse ourselves internally.
Mm-hmm.
Because there may be areas that you can't see, but God sees. And you could honestly think, okay, I got this. You know,
yeah.
I've been operating like this for a long time. You know, I know when something ain't bothering me. I know, but yet it still is.
Right.
You know, it's still lingering because there are still some remnants that's just hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
And it still has a very, very subtle effect on you, but yet and still it has an effect. And God wants to clear us from there. And I pray tonight that tonight we are released from stress. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I pray that we are released from the procrastination
mm-hmm.
of really doing what we know we need to be doing. Mm-hmm. Because there are things God has told you that you need to do. Not me, but you. He's a personal Savior. And so he deals with us individually. There are things that Tanisha knows she needs to do. He ain't tell me. Because it wasn't for me to do, it's for her,
mm-hmm.
you know, and vice versa. And so we need to get in tune with what God has assigned for us to do and to take those steps, you know. And yes, if it was easy, if everything came easy, how valuable would it really be? How much would it really mean to you if it just came easy to you? When you think about salvation, salvation didn't come easy to us, but it was given to us freely.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what Jesus had to go through for us to receive salvation. And tell me how many of us could do it.
Right.
So that's not easy.
There wouldn't have been no guard moment. There would have been a...
Right.
Mimi, you would have rode right off on that.
That was pretty much impossible. That's impossible for us to do
mm-hmm.
because that's what God assigned to him. Hear me tonight. So what God has assigned to you, you know, we need to seek him for guidance on it and the strength to press. There are things that you don't even know of right now that's affecting you. You don't even know what it is. But ask God. He'll reveal it to you. And he'll give you ways. That's where it comes when you have your personal time with him, your talks and your seeking. And then you got to be patient with yourself as well. You have to be patient with yourself. You know, and because when you try to get in a hurry to do things, you'll miss something.
Mm-hmm.
You'll miss something all the time. All the time. But walk. Take those steps and walk and hear God. Spend time with him and allow him to reveal it to you so that you can process it the way that it needs to be processed and handle it the way that it needs to be handled so that you can receive when it's time for it to be received.
Mm-hmm.
There are things God has told me many, many moons ago that's going to happen in my life. Have I given up on it? No. Have I wanted to? Yeah. Because you ask yourself, Lord, why are you telling me this? It ain't going to happen right now. You know? You know, why you keep telling me, oh, this is going to happen. Yeah. Just hold on. Just hold on. How much longer? But this is me being honest with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, Lord, I'm tired. Daddy, I am tired, man. I'm sick of it. Period. You know, but if I'm going to worship him, I have to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't come to God, you know, with a letter somebody else wrote for me, sounding all good,
right.
You know. You know, my fellow American, come on, man. No. He knows me. He made me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to go to him raw and vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the world tries to put this shield up, the shield of protection up to where you're not vulnerable to things because you live in this world where so many, where selfishness is, where greed is,
mm-hmm.
and lust and envy, you know, and idolatry, and all of these things are just around you all the time, every day, you know, and you don't want to become vulnerable because you don't want to get caught up in it to be hurt,
mm-hmm.
to be deceived. To lose, per se. But with God, I can go to him like this. There are things that I've been believing God to move in my life on. Yeah, I want him to move right now. But I still have to go back within and be like, okay, Lord, whenever you ready, just give me the strength to endure, you know. I know I'm ready to get out of this, but what else is it that you're trying to teach me?
Right.
What else is it that you want me to see and what you want me to know? So since I'm still in it, Lord, give me the strength to handle it. Since I'm still in it, give me the mind that I need to have, Lord, to be able to think through it. Give me the vision to see what I need to see.
Mm-hmm.
And not focus on the things that I don't need to focus on. While I'm still in it, allow me to hear what needs to be heard beyond all of the chatter. That's where I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me being honest and upfront with God about it. And that's how we as believers need to be with God all the time.
Yeah.
And that's an act of staying healthy, you know, mentally,
mm-hmm.
because you could go crazy out here, literally. You can go crazy. You could definitely go crazy and really mess up some things because you can position yourself to where Satan will come into your heart and change. An altar the direction that God intentionally had for you to go in.
Because he knows the things that are your weakness or the things that's mm-hmm. bothering you. So he mm-hmm. tries to use that against you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take it to the Lord, now the Lord possesses it. Cast that care
on the Lord.
Onto the Lord so that you don't even own that care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You've given it into the possession of God.
Mm-hmm. And people ask, like, how do I do that, Terrence? How do I do that, Tanisha? Like, how do I give it to the Lord? Like, I hear that. I believe the word. I want to believe the word. But how do I do that?
Right. How do you practically
cast
your
care? How do I practically give it to him? I gave you an example tonight.
Right.
Be honest with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest. Think about this. You first got to be honest with yourself, because when you're honest with yourself, you know, because God already knows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you honest with yourself, then you know you be honest with the Lord. Like, you can't, like, you can't hide nothing from him. It ain't like you could go up to him and have your hand behind your back with your fingers crossed and be talking something. No, he knows that. He sees, he's all-knowing. All-knowing. And that's one thing is us as blue. God already know how you are. He know how you are. He know you get an attitude in a minute you hear this or somebody do that to you. He knows that. He knows how this will make you feel. If you smell that, he knows where your mind going to go. You heard that. He knows that before you even experience.
Mm-hmm. It's like we know our children.
Right. This is the type of God we serve.
We are his children. So parents, we know like how our kid would respond to something. We've been there since they were born.
Absolutely.
We understand them better than they understand themselves. Kids can have a little habit like, I don't know why I keep, you know, twiddling my thumbs or twisting my hair or whatever. Like, you've been doing that since you were a baby. You know, they don't know that. We know them better than they know themselves.
Right.
And God is the same way. You know,
absolutely.
But like you said, the first step is being honest with yourself.
Absolutely.
And then taking and identifying that there's, you know, something that needs to be changed and then going to the Lord.
Absolutely.
And going to the Lord open with an open heart and an open mind. Not going, well, I only want you to fix it this way, but going and saying, Lord, I'm struggling with this or I have a problem with this. Teach me. That's one thing that we have to learn to do. We have to be willing to do what God tells us to do. You know, we a lot of the times we'll go to God in prayer and we're not really going to God in prayer. We're going to God in demand.
Mm-hmm.
We're demand, do this.
Mm-hmm.
I want this person. Instead of saying, I'm struggling. Is
mm-hmm.
this the person that you have for me? It's not, I'm willing to accept whatever you tell me. Or, you know, I've got this issue going on. This is how I want it fixed. No, go to the Lord and say, here's the problem or here's what I'm dealing with. And teach me how to deal with it. Teach me how to overcome. Teach me, give me your mind. Let that mind that be in you be in me so that I can see it from your perspective and not from my own perspective, you know?
Like you said, we had those demands instead of having the conviction.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a different approach when you literally have a conviction over just something you just want to change, you know? Like, a conviction brings humility, I believe, and it brings a state of awareness to something.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the conviction is in your heart or something, you don't desire it.
Right.
You know, it's like when you're trying to demand somebody or something, you still desire it, but you know, like, this might not be the best thing for me.
But you're trying to make it work,
right?
Because you're not ready to let go,
right? But you ain't ready to let go. But instead of like, if you convict, like if you are honest with God, Lord, I ain't ready to let this go. I like this, I enjoy this, but I know it's wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's honest.
You may not even have like that tasteless conviction when God removes the taste of it from you. But yet still, you're coming with a conviction of truth, of integrity and honesty. Being honest. And that's the world we're living in today. I mean, it's nothing new under the sun, but it's playing more of a visible role in today's society. To where we are seeing things, and us as believers know what the Word of God says about it. But yet and still, people are talking and trying to justify why they do things, and then trying to say, well, this is God.
Right.
This is how God did this.
Like, God made me this way.
But when you read the Word of God doesn't lie. And so when you're hearing people talk, and you as a believer, one that has studied and showed ourselves approved, don't even get upset about it because you already know where it's coming from. Because if one has read and one knows, they could make certain statements. You are adding to the word. You are taking away from the word. When the word of God says that you have to rightfully divide the word of truth. You got to tell it like it is. And like when you know something, you know. And so you know when somebody has read something. Think about being in class and you had to read a book. You had an assignment. The teacher already read the book. The teacher know when you coming up there and making up something. Okay, so Tanisha, you know, chapter 3, you know, when Alex said this to Sarah and Sarah said this to John, and in that scenario, what did you think about that?
And the teacher also know when you read the Clips notes because you didn't have detailed information. And sometimes people are, you know, like you said, if you study to show thyself approved, you can have some knowledge of the Bible, but if you become a student of the Bible and study it, that's mm-hmm. different than having some knowledge. I have some knowledge about medical things. I have some knowledge about the law, mm-hmm. but I have not become a student of the medical community. I have not become a student of the law. And there is a difference. And so like you said, when people are saying certain things,
right,
and you've studied the word, you already know where it's coming from. It's coming from a place of ignorance, or it's coming from a place of flesh.
Absolutely.
And so that gives you, you know, you have to pray, because like you said, we live in a world right now that tries to justify everything, things that God has said is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, well, I'm predisposed to eating bad because, you know, that runs in my DNA. So I was born this way. I was born, you know, predisposed to certain things. I was, you know, people say I was born gay. I was this, that, and the other. There's all these different things. God made me this way. That's not what, if the word of God says that the things that you're engaging in is wrong, it's wrong.
Right.
And the word of God also says that we were born into sin
mm-hmm.
and shaped in iniquity. So just because you were born a certain way does not mean that that's how God made you.
Mm-hmm.
And so even, so if, yeah, you could be born gay. Yeah, you could be born with a tendency to
but
be addicted.
But put it on the scene.
Right. And so you, what you have to do when you recognize that you were born a certain way, the word, what did Jesus say? That you must be what? Born again.
Come on. So that
wipes that out. So yeah, just because you are born a certain way doesn't mean that you have the right to now embrace it
mm-hmm.
and make it okay. Because if that was the case, why would we need to be born again? We have to be born again because the old way, we were born into sin and shaped in iniquity, and then we're born again. We adopt the mind of Christ and his ways and his teaching.
Right.
Right? And then we are shaping with the word
mm-hmm.
and the Holy Spirit.
And we're made righteous.
But we then can't try to justify or sanctify being an alcoholic or a glutton or practicing homosexual or all these other things, a murderer or a person who tortures, a liar, a
mm-hmm.
thief. We can't say
a pedophile.
You can't say, well, I was born this way and justified.
Lazy.
You must be born again.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, instead of being born into sin, you're born into Christ. And you're shaping with the Holy Spirit and shaping with the watering of the world, and you're putting on the mind of Christ. But the world wants to justify everything. And so now, instead of saying and identifying, God says this is wrong. So while I identify that I have tendencies towards these things, I also identify that the word of God says it's wrong. And let me take that to the Lord. No, that's not what the world teaches. The world teaches that you embrace it.
Embrace it. And
make it
you.
Okay. But if you find something to be okay, you can never repent of something that you are not in agreement with God, that it's a sin.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many people walking around here that are not truly repentant because they, in their mind, don't believe that they're doing anything wrong. How can you repent of something that you don't feel is wrong?
Mm-hmm.
This, you can't. And so that's why we have to, as believers, we have a assignment in the world that if we're having conversations with people, we need to be telling them the truth in love.
Speak the truth.
Don't go along with stuff. Oh yeah, you can have pride about this. Oh, it's okay to pop pills on the weekend and get drunk and this. No, it's not.
You have to say what thus says the Lord.
Right.
And let people work out their own salvation. You know, because I think a lot of times we get in too far into debates with people on their shortcomings,
mm-hmm.
and that's where we lose the witness a lot of times. And Jesus, he would just say things and move on,
right?
You know, and he still loves you the same,
right?
You know, because it's up to you to take it to receive it or not. It's up to you. And the thing about the Lord, they keep, you know, knocking. They keep knocking until one day you decide to open up. But he's going to knock. You could be hearing the same. Yeah, somebody already said, told me that before. I done heard that 1,000 times. You know, yeah. You done heard it 1,000 times, but it's still up to you whether you're going to take what you heard and believe it or not. You know?
Right.
And that's where we all are in our walks. You know, we all, the Bible said, we all have sinned and come short of his glory. It's about us recognizing, okay, man, these are the things that are acceptable to God. And these are the things that God has opened me up to see and to depend on him to change.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause obviously if it was left up to me, you know, if I could change it, I'd have been done it by now. But obviously I can't. But I could change how I view it, and I could change my speech on things. Because, like Tanisha was saying, some of us would just agree with it. It's just the way I am. I mean, that's just the way you've been. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's the way that you have to continue.
Right.
You don't have to continue down that road. And I believe that as God reveals things to us in our walks, we are accountable to it.
Mm-hmm.
We are accountable to it because God can really use us to witness to those that have dealt with that same thing. You know? Because I'm going to ask you this. How many of us would literally listen to an individual about becoming a billionaire that isn't? I'll wait.
Right.
You know, we go to these seminars and we listen to people that teach us about money. They got it.
Mm-hmm. That's why people listen to them.
Because they got it.
It's tried, true, and tested, or at least they give the appearance.
Right.
That it's tried, true, and tested.
Absolutely. And so, but you look at your neighbor, your next door neighbor, or your brother or sister call you, heck, even your spouse. I'm going to tell you, look, man, look, this is it. We can do this right here. But they looking like, I don't know your life. What you talking about?
Right.
Being a billionaire. You can't even spell billion. I pass. But that's what I believe, what God can use everything that when we was born in sin and shaping it into the things that had the hold on us for so many years. And when he delivers us from it, he'll use those people for those people that are in the same situation,
right.
Similar situations, because they can actually speak the language.
And they understand the struggle.
They understand it.
I can't tell you the struggle of a drug addict.
Right.
I've not had issues with drug addiction, though addiction runs in my family. I've had issues with nicotine addiction. But I've not had issues with drug addiction, so I don't speak the. I don't understand that. But I could talk to somebody that has issues with, you know, nicotine addiction.
So I could tell you about them squares, you know, the nicotine.
I could tell you about when you quit. You know, they say quitting cigarettes is the equivalent of quitting heroin.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember what I experienced. That was going crazy. You know, but God will and has used me to speak to other people about, you know, quitting nicotine, even though I quit nicotine when I was 20-something years old, you know. Mm-hmm. I think I was 21, so that's 20 years ago.
Woo! Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's 20 years ago. But I still remember. I love.
You just told your age.
I did. I don't mind that though.
Yeah.
I don't mind telling my age.
I don't want people to know
that. Well, they're gonna know that we're similar in age. So sorry. But I tell my age when I say certain phrases.
I'm still celebrating my 25th.
See, you need to take that before the Lord that you can't tell the truth about your age.
I can tell too. I ain't got to tell you my age. I'm celebrating the anniversary. But
you know, so that's why it's important for us to even share our testimony and the things that we've gone through. We shouldn't be ashamed of the things that we've gone through. We should be proud and use it as testimony of God making us overcomers.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't matter what you came out of. You could have came out of prostitution. You could have came out of, you know, homosexuality. You could have came out of, you know, being a drug addict. You could have came out of, you know, being a thief, stealing from your company. It doesn't matter what it is, what God has delivered you from. Don't be ashamed of that. We don't glorify.
Could have been a pimp.
You know, there's all sorts of things. It comes in all believers. We come in all shapes, you know, and forms.
Right.
And it's just crazy how the world is trying to make us look bad and try to say like certain groups that we're calling them sinners. We're all sinners. Every last human being on earth
is
a sinner. The only difference with those of us who serve Christ is we are sinners saved by grace.
Saved by grace.
But we are still sinners nonetheless. So, that was a long message, but
it was
God. Like Terrence and I always say, we never plan what we're going to say. We just let God flow. We just let him use us because we know that whoever's listening is pulling from us. You know, we just open our mouth and just start talking, like literally. Even when we prophesy, we don't know what we're going to say. So when we're talking to you, we're hearing it fresh. So even we'll be like, oh, man, that's good. You know, I got to write that down or whatever. And it sounds crazy. Because we're the ones that saying it, but we're really fresh.
Why are you doing me like this? We're on national radio.
National radio.
International. But yeah.
Let's do a collective prayer before we start taking calls. Heavenly Father, we've come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for another day. We thank you for this opportunity. We are so grateful and blessed to be in this day that you made, that you saw fit for us to be in. And Father God, we just pray collectively as a body of Christ that we release any type of anxiety, stress, things that are hindering us, Father God. Help us to put on the mind of Christ and teach us how to be healthy in our mental, as well as healthy in our physical body. But it does all start with the mind, Father God. If we have the right mind, then we will adopt the mentality of Christ, and we will have a desire to take care of our bodies and to eat right and to make ourselves available how you see fit for the service that you have for us to do in this earth. And Lord, we just pray that we are we come to you and we're honest, and like Terrence said, that we are raw and vulnerable. That was the perfect combo, raw and vulnerable, because when something is raw and vulnerable, it's actually set up to be healed. It's like when people go into the doctors and before they go to surgery, they have to open them up and they're raw and they're vulnerable at that moment that the surgeon is doing what's necessary to take out the infection or do what needs to be done, repair that bone, and then he closes them up and then they go through the healing process and then they're good as new or better. So help us to come with you, Father God, with our hurts, hangups, with our setbacks, raw and vulnerable, Father God, so that you can perform the spiritual surgery needed so that we can go through our process of healing and be better than new.
Yes.
And Lord, just help us to have a ear as a body and as individuals. Help us to have an ear to hear what you are saying, Lord. There's so much chatter in the world, so many voices. Help us to drown out the voices of the world and to be in tune with the voice of the Spirit. He who hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. And we just thank you for that. Let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was a good pray.
Thank you, babe.
These old folks said, that's a good pray right there.
A good pray.
Yeah.
I never heard that till you said it.
You know, I'm from the country, so down south.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of words they change, man.
I know.
You'd be like, what is that, sir?
Excuse me?
All right, 334-590. I already know who
that
is. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What's up, JJ? How you doing, Jayla?
I'm doing pretty good. Just leaving the gym and about to go pick up a smoothie. But other than that, I'm trying to... Trying to press on through.
Well,
I'm doing pretty good. How are y'all doing?
We're good. Who you got with you?
Oh, I'm by myself. I'm in the car, though, if you like.
I thought I heard Jamil in the background.
Oh, no. Okay.
Ah, let's pray. All right. You go first.
All right, Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for Jayla, Father God. Thank you for her, even what we were talking about tonight, going, working out, you know, taking care of her body, that she's already in the mind to do that, Father God, and give her a mental fitness plan, Father God, to strengthen her mind as she strengthens her body, as she tones her body, as she shreds her body. Help her parallel that, Father God, with the mental journey, where she's toning her mind, where she's shedding and shredding the things that don't need to be there, where she's strengthening in the areas of weakness, and where she'll be able to see a difference. Even though the mind, we don't see our mind like we see our body, but even when our mind is conditioned and strong and healthy, we see the difference, just like we would in our physical bodies. So we just thank you for that, Father God, and help her to identify her mental fitness plan and to stick to it, just like going to the gym. It takes will and determination to carve out time and to do the exercises and to push through when you're tired or when there's other things that you could do. So you have to make a commitment to fitness. And so help her to make the commitment, Father God, to be mental fitness plan that you have her on, the parallel, like she'll see it as she's working out and her body's changing, she'll see her mental changing too. We thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. What I saw with that, because I learned how to swim when I was 30. I did not know how to swim before then. And that also was a time in my life where I was going through a lot of change. Mm-hmm. And God paralleled my swim lessons, what was going on in my life. Because there was something new for me. Swimming was something new. And it was something that I was afraid of. That's why I had waited so long. I'm from a beach city. So it's not like I'd never been around water and that kind of stuff. I just had some bad experiences as a child and became afraid of swimming and afraid of getting too deep into water for fear that I was going to drown. And so at that same time, I was suddenly a single mom. And that was scary to me. That was something that I never wanted for my life. And it was something that I had not experienced. And so God was using my swim lessons. And so I might be going and learning how to kick. You know, I took a class called Swimming for Adults Afraid of Water. That was literally what the class was called. It was Swimming for Adults Terrified of Water. That's what it was called. And so we did it slow and easy, but by the time that class was over with, I could swim. And every lesson God would teach me, it would parallel how to move my feet. That was like one of the first things we learned, how to kick our feet, how to hold our breath underwater. So when it feels like life is like tidal waving you, how to still breathe, how to float. I still remember all those lessons because God was teaching me spiritual lessons at the same time. It's like, okay, so you see what you're doing in the physical. Now, this is what you're going to do, you know, with me and through me and all that. It was amazing. It was a beautiful experience. And then I ended up taking another swim class. I had got laid off from a job and I took a follow-up, like a refresher course, swim course. And he did the same thing because I didn't know what was going on. You know, I'd never been laid off from a job before. You know, I had got the single mom thing down pat by that time. But now here I was and didn't have a source of income, so I thought. But God taught me with that refresher course. He paralleled it to what I was going through, and that ended up being like one of the best times of my life when I was laid off. But that's when I discovered PGN too. Well, God led me to PGN. But that's what I'm seeing with you. God is going to parallel your mental with your physical. He's going to teach you lessons. You know, God is the master teacher. He could teach you lessons about anything and use anything. You know, you could be on a treadmill. You could be on an elliptical. And he could teach you the movements of an elliptical, how it works your body, how it's low impact, all these things, and then parallel it with mental and teach you how to move so that it's low impact on your, you know, on your emotions. And he'll use everything. That weight training, you know, a lot of people go into the gym. This is a mistake I see. They go into the gym and they start with heavy weights and they're ready to break their neck and their arms too, where really you should start with little weights. You know, he'll teach you how to do that, how to build your mind slowly, you know, build up to some, the strong stuff so that by the time the strong stuff come, it doesn't feel so heavy. If I go into the gym and try to bench press 380 and I haven't been in the gym in 2 years, I'm going to hurt myself and I'm going to feel all that 380. But if I go in there and try to bench press, you know, 25 or something, I might feel it, but I could build myself up to that 380, which I don't know if I would ever be able to bench press 380. I don't know.
I hope.
But I'm just saying, there's a buildup, and God is going to teach you how to build things up. He's going to parallel working out in the physical. He's going to parallel it to the mental. So we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, what I got, Jayla, is, Lord, so don't take it so serious. Whatever it is, don't take it so serious. Just begin to release by laughing, because it's like when you know what something is, you know, you can really laugh at it because you already know that it won't work. When you see people trying to do certain things, it begins to get kind of funny because you're like, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's like an ant tapping you on your toe, telling you, put them up. You know, to me, I would laugh all day long. You'd be like, hey, put them up. Put them up. Come on. And you'd be like, really, little ant? Like, and that's how I see the Lord adjusting your view of things, looking as it as an ant, like an ant. You know, you bigger than it,
right?
You bigger than it, and you don't allow those situations to basically punk you. Those situations to basically take you out of character, but you. You handle those situations with character and knowing who you are and whose you are,
because
it ain't even as serious. Satan always trying to pump stuff up and make it seem like it's just so serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to focus on this because he wants you to do that so that you can miss what you need to be seeing.
Right.
So you can't see it for what it really is. And so the Lord brings you out and puts you on the in the right place where you're supposed to see it at, on the level you're supposed to see it at, and that stuff is like ants to you. And you know what we do to ants. You know, not like ants, you know, get me wrong, but I'm just saying, just for comparison's sake, you know, I'm pretty sure most of us on the call tonight have stepped on an ant before. Especially when one try to crawl up your leg or something, you know, you just stomp it off and you stomp on it. But that's what he says. Those issues are like him, and so don't take it so serious. Don't take it so serious, because when you do begin to take those things serious, they multiply. And we already know what a colony of ants can do. cognitive ants can move things. I forgot how many more times their body weight,
mm-hmm.
and they get things done. That's because we've allowed them to move in and to set up.
Mm-hmm.
And so with those situations, you know, just take that step back, go on and stand up, and get on your level. Don't get on everybody else's level. Get on your level. Because those things are not this serious.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't this serious, and we ain't going to make it this serious.
No.
And that's what I got for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. What you all are saying is just, it always just hits home, and it's exactly, because, you know, some prophetic messages, it's not, it's like, I don't know, it either can be like confirmation and different things like that, or meant for, some things told to you meant for like later on, but you all always just give me everything I need to hear right then and there, because like literally, specifically like regarding like the working out thing and stuff like that, I would say, like, it's almost, like, been my prayer, because it's, like, with me and God, it's, like, I know when he tells me to, like, do different things or, like, move in different ways and stuff like that. But when it comes to, like, I guess you would say, like, my mental health and learning how to just, you know, like, retrain my mind and know how to go about different situations, it gets very, very hard for me. And even what you were saying, like, about the whole analogy with the ants, and especially like the colony, like how they can just gang up together. And it's the same thing like with my thoughts and stuff like that. When I allow myself to like focus on too many different things and stuff like that, I can see how my head, like, it's just like a unraveling almost. So,
mm-hmm.
Wow. It's just, wow. That's literally, and I talked to Miss Tanisha too, like lately, was the last week before last. So it's just like to know where my head has been mentally, and knowing that like God is going to help me with the walk, and just, you know, trying to understand, you know, the things that are going on, and not to let things get to me so much. And I don't know when this necessarily started, like when stuff, it's like, I don't know, like, why I have become so like sensitive lately to, well, it's not even lately. For the past few years, I mean, like since I've been in college and like after I graduated, it's just been, I've noticed that I have changed to become like more sensitive to things. So I used to just not care that much about different things. Like if something happened or if I had a bad day, I would just let it roll off my back like it was nothing. But now it's just like I have this increased sensitivity to the things that happen to me. And it's like one little thing can like set me off. And that's something that I've been praying to, that, like, you know, to just have control within like my emotions and my mental, you know, my mind and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. That's God. I really see him training you, and he's prepping you and really bringing balance to your life for the people that you've been called for. We a lot of times we try to make the situations we in so personal, but really they're not.
Wow.
He's just really using you because you got what it takes to overcome it.
Mm.
You know, it's like when it's time to get something done, you pull out the tools or the utensils that's necessary for that particular job. You know, that's assigned to do that. I need a knife to cut. Right? I need to cut some meat. You know, I need to chop up some vegetables, so I got to get a knife to get that done. You know, I'm not finna go get a pencil to chop up these vegetables and to cut this meat. You know, that's, I'm gonna use what that's assigned to do. And so the things that you are occurring, that you're going through, and the things that are assigned to your life are the things that you were made for. Mm-hmm. You were made for the enemy's job is to tell you, nah, you ain't no nice. You can't cook that meat. What are you doing over here in the knife slot? You ain't no nice. Get out of here. Come on. Mm-hmm. Don't you cut you cannot cut that meat. That's his job to try to tell you opposite of what God has made you for. Because when you look at the situations, always, this is what I always do. I don't care what it is that I go through in life, Shayla. I always take it to Jesus. For the simple fact, Jesus' mission was to come and rescue man. He came knowing he was going to die. That's what he was created to do. He was created to save us.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else was. And so when you focus on your mission, by the way, it tells us to bear our, we got to take up our cross and follow him. That cross ain't easy to bear. Somebody had to help him carry his. And that's what we are here for. We are here to help bear the infirmities of the weak. Where you're weak at, man, Tanisha's strong in certain areas. Where I'm weak at, she's strong in certain areas. So we bring balance to one another's lives. But yet and still, your mission is your mission. It's still your cross now.
I'm not going to snatch it from you.
No, I ain't gonna take your because I got my own.
Because I'm here for reinforcement, not to
right.
take.
Absolutely. You see what I'm saying? I ain't going to take it from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's on you. But you have to know it and take joy in knowing, man, if I'm in it, and God sees me in it, that means that I can handle it.
Wow.
I can handle this. I'm made for this.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to realize that for myself and begin to operate as the conqueror and not the conquered.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Like, I've already overcome this, just like Jesus overcome the world. Oh, yeah, I can handle this. This ain't nothing. I see you say you're trying to tell me what I ain't, but I know what I am. I'm finna go cut this meat. I'm finna chop these veggies. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going back into my knife slot because I am a knife. You know, and you have to tell yourself that I am the righteousness of God.
Mm-hmm.
I am more than a conqueror.
You got to really tell that devil. Because he tries it. Even this morning, I woke up this morning, and I felt ran over. And I said, I'm not going to. I noticed a pattern. I'm like, wait a minute. I've been feeling really bad on Wednesdays. I said, I'm not this Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I got up, you know, I logged into work, did a little work, went to the grocery store. I did things I wouldn't normally do if I wasn't feeling good, and I pushed through it.
Because
I had to tell the devil, it's no.
Amen.
I'm healed. I'm the righteousness. Like, you don't sit up there and tell me.
Mm-mm.
You don't sit up there and make me a prisoner in my own body.
No.
That's just not going to happen. And we have to do that even with who we are, because he's always trying to tell us who we're not.
Right.
But you remind them of who you are and who you serve and push through, because it worked. Because I really didn't feel good this morning. I didn't tell Terrence that. But I didn't.
I already knew that, though.
But I pushed through, and he didn't stop me. Normally, if he know I'm not feeling good, I'm trying to do something, he'll be like, no, I'll do it for you. You know, but he didn't stop me. And so it helped, because as my day went by, I kept, you know, I started feeling better. And he was reminding me to take, you know, my elderberry and take the stuff that I have that God has assigned. So I know I had prayed and asked God for a certain allergy med, and he directed me to some natural one. I can't remember what it's called. I don't know what the bottle is, like Genex or something. But I took that. I took the elderberry and all that, and I feel a lot better. You know, I have to push. Mm-hmm. But we got to do that. There it is. It's called Genexa Allergy D. And it works very good for me. For those of us who are allergy sufferers.
And you should get ginger and lemon tea in there.
Mm-hmm.
And God gives you everything that you need to overcome what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
But we still gotta put it in. We still gotta put it in practice and use it.
Yeah.
We think sometimes we do it one time and it's gonna handle it.
That's like eating one. You're gonna be
right.
Strong in your body.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat today. I'm straight for the next year.
Right.
Man, they be talking about, man, you know, Terrence got his wings. You said all them posts, R.I.P.
You know, airbrush t-shirt.
Man, rest in heaven, my guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What happened? He just ate once this year. I was like, this is February. Yeah, we know. but that's how that sounds. You know. You know, so that's why we have to really make a conscious effort. You know, we'll pray and ask God, man, to give us help and to show us things. And then he'll show us the things that we don't even use it.
Okay.
But still be praying about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We'll be praying about the same thing when God has already given you the answer. But we are not applying the answer. We have to apply it. And we have to be consistent with it. And yeah, you know, it takes practice to get there. You know, because we all a little different, you know. Some things with just like this. Some things it take a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
But just keeping it on your mind and making that conscious effort, you know. And like Tanisha said today, friend, she just told the devil, look, man, I'm going to go ahead on, you know. Because when she up, I be up.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And that way it's heavy on me because I got to go to work the next day too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just affecting her. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why we really have to, we don't know what we're doing that are affecting other people and how it affects other people.
Mm.
Because I pray and I say, Lord, when she was laying in the bed last night, I laid hands on her. And I prayed over her. And like, Lord, whatever it is that you got to do, do it. I'm sleeping. I want some rest. You know what I'm saying? I don't want her to get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Mm.
I don't want her to just be okay with feeling bad is like taking it on as a normal. But it's just the way that I'm going to be. No, the devil is a lie. I don't care how long you done dealt with it. It ends now. Because what you're going to do, you're going to do everything that you need to do. Because we done already prayed.
Mm-hmm.
And God has already confirmed what he's given us.
Mm-hmm.
We got bags of stuff around here, bottles of stuff that's just sitting. But it needs to be used. It needs to be applied. And that's how we have to be in our walk when God gives us things. We got to apply it, folks. We have to apply it. And that's just a little analogy.
Mm-hmm.
We have to apply it.
Wow.
You want to stop the bleeding? First thing they tell you, apply pressure. You got to put that pressure on it. I don't want my baby around here coughing and sneezing and constantly buying Kleenex and stuff. We ain't got to do that. We can be healed of that. And she only called one time tonight. I be counting, you know. I count every count, man.
He really do. He'll even count how many words I say in the car.
Man, once I get to a million, I stop.
He'd be like, you be talking.
Man.
Like, he don't be talking.
Hey, man.
That's so weak.
Hey, my wife can talk. Boy. I love it, though. But it's a gift. You know, because she be talking about a lot of stuff, though. A lot of good stuff. But I just want a word counter. Like, just, I'm really curious about how many words she can speak in a day. Like, literally. Or even just in 5 minutes. Like,
yeah.
She can have a conversation, she gets in. Because she's a word hound, too. And she be, yeah. That's favorite right there. But it's so funny, you know, it's all love, but yeah,
right.
We got to apply with God the answers that God gives us, and that's all. Cause we've been had the answer, and we're looking for something else.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I need. He's like, I gave. Lord, I gotta have it. I've already done it. Lord, will you? Yes. I did.
Wow.
6 months ago.
Mhm. I've had those conversations before. I'm punching the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, you're not answering my prayer. You're like, I told you this last March. And I'm like, oh.
Right.
Just apply it.
Right. Just apply it.
Just apply. It's like you having a rash and going to the doctor and they give you ointment and you complaining. And the doctor, I still got the rash. Did you apply the ointment? No.
Because with my back situation, right? My back is spasming up big time. And I'm dealing with some arthritis issues or what have you. But the Lord told me to start walking, right? And but it's been hard for me to walk like I want to walk because I'm used to doing things a certain way. And he says, just start walking. And I'm not telling you to try to get back to what you used to do. I just want you to get back to doing it. Not even focusing on the level that you was doing it on.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to get back to doing it. But what I would do, I would let the pain discouraged me. Be like, man, I don't feel like my back locking up on me. I don't want to go to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's already given me the answer. And so he waiting on me.
Mm.
He waiting on me to apply what he already told me to do. I'm like, okay, I'm going walking today. I went walking one day last week. I was hurt so bad. After I got done, I took the week off. I was like, look, I'm straight. I don't want to walk no more. I don't want to walk no more. Jesus. But I'm still hurting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still hurting.
Wow.
If I'm going to hurt, let me hurt doing what God told me to do versus hurting and not doing what he said to do. I'm a hurt in obedience.
That's good.
Instead of hurt being disobedient.
Right. Because they're all pain and created equal.
No.
It's like pain that you know, when you have surgery afterwards, you have pain versus if you somebody stabs you or something like that. It's different. It's not the same. You know, with a surgeon's cut, it's deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed to remove or fix or replace or whatever the case may be. And it's a clean cut. So even though it hurts, it's designed to heal in a certain way and not leave scars and all that kind of stuff, where if you stab, that's, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's going to hit certain parts of your body and all that kind of stuff. It's not all created equal. So we have to learn to not, a lot of times we're always trying to shy away from pain, but sometimes we need pain.
Yeah,
sometimes
need pain
has a purpose, and we got to let pain do what it does.
Come on, somebody. Come on,
especially pain when we're in the will of God. Sometimes we got to deal with stuff, and got to open those closets and start, you know, releasing them skeletons, and it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it take you down memory lane, and it hurts. Or he starts to show you things that you think are for you, and he'll say, no, that's not for you, and that hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've been believing for all this time that I thought that was for me. I thought this was, and he's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it hurts to let go of things that you've been believing for so long. And when you finally get the realization that that didn't come from God, that hurts, you know, but that's a necessary pain. It's a good pain, you know, so we have to not always shy away from pain, because it's like in our body, you work out, just go get on them stairs.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts, you know,
mm-hmm.
but the result, you know, you're stronger, you're better, you
right.
know, so pain can make you better.
Because I've been working them old abs out. And I tell Tanisha, man, my ribs are sore. And I thought it was something going on. And then Lord reminded me, he's like, nah, you've been putting in some ab workout. I said, sure, right. That's sure what that is. Because I started researching what caused rib pain.
Yeah, they're like, why your ribs just hurt? Like, that's an odd place to just, like, what did you do?
I got nervous. I'm like, Lord, please, I'm dying.
I
don't want to go right now, Lord. Don't take me.
Foot pain or something to be under. I'm like, no, you did something, because nobody's ribs just start hurting randomly. You don't
Man.
Have spontaneous rib pain. Like, you must have did something.
My ribs sore. I was like, geez.
That's something I've never heard somebody, oh, man, you have to go to the doctor, because all of a sudden my ribs started hurting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't hear that. But I'm glad the Lord had reminded you, because when you was telling me, I was like, this man did something, and just remember
yeah.
what he did, because nobody's ribs just start hurting at random.
No,
that has to be. You know, you have to manipulate it somehow.
And that's what I did. Cause you know I'm on my 17th, 25th anniversary, you know, this year. So you know how that is.
You know, I don't
know yet. Come on, what you doing? Dayla, don't pay a woman no mind. Look, she know what time it is. You gonna get there.
Mm-hmm. You there on that boat solo though. I'm not there yet.
I'm on my yeah. I'm in this 17th year of that 25th, so I know how that is. But
cool.
I just thank God for tonight. Big time, man. This is just...
Let's pray over some area codes and prefixes. We still have, like, what, 7 minutes?
Yeah.
So I'd like to do that before we go. Jayla, we love you. We know you got what you needed.
Yeah.
Man, I love y'all. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you, y'all.
Oh, Jayla.
Tan's talking about I be talking. Okay, we're going to pray over area codes and prefixes. The first one is 928-989. Well, we just thank you, right? Oh, I'm sorry, 828-989. I'm sorry, I was looking at an angle. I don't have my glasses on. Lord, we just thank you right now for 828-989. I see like a big old V, like a big victory, like a big one. It's like I'm seeing it in the spirit, but it's big, you know, because it's small victories, you know. I remember one time I won a can of Pringles really bad from a vending machine. They're 50 cent. Nobody had 50 cent. I had 20s. Nobody had 50 cent. Nobody had change. And God said, go to the vending machine. And I went, and do you know, it showed 50 cent in there, and I was able to get that can of Pringles. To me, that was a small victory. Where there's other victories where somebody could be coming against you, and you're vindicated. Or, you know, you've got some money tied up, and now it's released. So, you know, all victories, while they should be celebrated and acknowledged, they're not all created the same. But I see a big victory for you. So, Lord, we just thank you for that victory. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that you are a God who always fights on our behalf. We thank you that we don't lose. We can't lose. We can't lose when we put our trust, hope, and faith in you, Father God. So we just thank you for that. Let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next person is 954-5. 9540. I thank you, Father God, for 9545 80. I thank you for total and complete healing in all areas of their life, Lord Jesus. I thank you for healing in their body and their mind and their finances, Father God, and psychologically, subconsciously. I see like things that subconsciously, bother you. And God healing you in those areas, like things that you're not even aware of. But I see you walking in total and complete healing. You know, when we hear the word healing, we tend to think physical body, but I see God healing you totally healed. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next one is 251342. We thank you for 251342. I just thank you for the abundance. I see, like, just abundance, abundant wisdom, abundant finances, abundant health, abundant openings. Abundant opportunities for you to teach the word and to minister and love on people. Just walking in abundance, and just remember that. Keep that at the forefront of your mind. So when things try to come and they try to come small, you be like, nah, you're not coming correct. I walk in abundance. I walk in abundance. So Lord, we just thank you for the abundance in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Next is 903-918. Father God, we thank you for 903-918. We thank you for the prophetic word. We thank you for the ear to hear very clearly. We thank you for the I see like you on like platforms. So we thank you for the platforms. In Jesus' mighty name. Am I still logged in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. Sorry. I've actually clicked something. Thank you for the platforms. And just let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next one is, where was I? I'm here, right? 682-738. Thank you for 682-738 for the giftings. I see you unwrapping gifts that God has given you. And it's like you've had the gifts. You know, like we come with gifts. We come into the earth with gifts from God. And in different times we are able to use them. Like with me, I've always had a prophetic gifting, even when I was not serving God, I was able to prophesy. I didn't know that that's what I was doing because I wasn't exposed to that word until later in life. But even when I came into Christ and gave my heart and became a follower of Christ, made him my Lord and Savior, I still wasn't able to prophesy in the manner that I'm able to prophesy now. It wasn't until I linked up with PGN and asked God and said, I want to be able to prophesy like that with anybody at any time. Did God take me on a journey and I was able to unwrap the gift fully. And so I see you unwrapping gifts that God has given you. You already have them, they're already in your possession, but you're going to be able to fully utilize them. So Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next one is 334-590. But oh, we already did, Jayla. Oh, the next one is 315-884. Lord, we thank you right now for 315-884. We thank you. What? Oh, okay. Terrence doesn't want me to touch the mouse. We thank you for 315-884. We thank you for them being, it's the same thing with the rap. I see, but in yours, God is showing me you being wrapped in love, wrapped in his love. So like, it's like you're the gift, you being wrapped up in the love of God, just wrapped, completely wrapped, like a mummy almost. Where everywhere you go, people are going to experience and feel the love of God because you're wrapped in it, so to speak. You're wrapped in the love of God, the love of God. Because God is so multifaceted, like a diamond. Like he's so multifaceted, but above all, he is love. And people are going to feel that. That's what people need. People need to feel love. You know, we got all these things going on in the world, and people are doing all these debates and all this you know, finger pointing and all this stuff. But people need to understand that God loves them. And I see God using you to show people that, where they feel that, because they see you wrapped up in the love of God. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. That's a beautiful thing. In Jesus' name, amen. Next, 251-229. Lord, we just thank you for 251-229. I thank you for vindication that you don't have to defend. You don't have to do anything, that God is always going to vindicate you. And so people always try it. It's just the nature of people. They'll try to undermine, or they'll try to speak, or they'll try to misinterpret, and they'll misinterpret and try to, they'll show you in a bad light because they're misrepresenting you. Mm-hmm. But I see that God will always vindicate you. And that's something that you need to know. That way you're never trying to battle people and all that. You just stay focused on what you're doing. It's like who was building that wall and people were coming and bothering him, and he still was building the wall. They were trying to, like, I can't remember who it was in the Word of God. You probably know. But that's what I saw, like, you still building the wall. You still doing what God has called you to do and all that other stuff being a distraction. So you just keep doing what God has called you to do and know that God is always going to vindicate you. It's like having an attorney on speed dial. They try, you like, I got an attorney to handle this. You know, I ain't got to deal with this, you know. So that's really how it is. You don't have to deal with it. So we thank you for the vindication. And Nehemiah, that's who it was. Yeah, so you're like Nehemiah, like people are going to try to distract you. Just keep doing the work of God. Don't worry about them people. It's a distraction. They have no power, no authority. They have they're basically out of gas. They're like a bird with no wings. They can hop on the tree branch, but the minute they try to jump off the tree and they ain't got no wings, what they going to do? They're going to crash and fall to the bottom. So they're not going to take flight. They're not going to go anywhere. They're not going to gain traction. They're not going to gain ground. They're not going to be able to soar. It's a losing battle on their end because God is always going to vindicate you. So we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. So we thank you all for calling in. We try to get off now around 8:30 to give you guys all time to get a snack or do what you need to do before you call back in around 8:45 to get in the queue. Typically on Wednesdays, Randy prophesies over everybody, so we highly suggest you call in. Oh, and also, if you guys didn't listen to last night's show, it was so amazing. I highly, highly recommend that you go back on Blog Talk and listen to last night's teaching, Randy talking about DNA modification and the mark of the beast. It was amazing. Amazing. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. We love you all. Good night.